Hey guys, welcome to the Rocky and Jiffy Show. I'm Rocky.
And I'm Jiffy. And you're listening to the Rocky and Jiffy Show. Can you believe the shit that's going on?
No, you want to talk about it? Stupid. It's not working.
I know. I see you shaking your head like, nope, still can't believe it.
I still can't.
Seriously, though.
I still can't.
Me neither.
I just, like, every time I wake up, I'm like, no. There's going to be some type of... There is no such thing of normal.
You think but that the higher powers give us something to talk about?
Like, they have purpose? To. They have to.
They're like, okay, you got to go through this now. So, you know, talk about it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm okay with them playing with my life like this.
Well, at least, like, I mean, are you talking about the...
Like, just life, period. Like,
oh, Jesus.
The gods, they're playing with me.
I feel like... Since I've been woke.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Rocky's on her woke journey.
I'm on my woke journey,
which
y'all.
Is very good.
Oh, it's so exhausting. I'm done.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm just like,
The more woke you are, the more exhausted.
Just yes.
Because it's kind of like the more you know, it's like the better you have to do.
Yeah.
And
I have to like hold myself accountable.
Yep.
All the time.
You just stole the words out of my mouth.
Man.
Just took them.
I can just like
visualize you taking them.
Yeah.
So guys, I'm in for a treat today because as you all know, I am a control freak. And letting go today, Rocky has sole control of this podcast, and I am forced to open up. But I said, I don't care. I'm just going to lay it all out.
She's just going to lay it all out.
So I'm assuming we're talking about my recent discovery with 23andMe.
Yes.
And I guess if you want to rant... For like an hour before we get to it, that's fine.
Oh, okay.
For a whole hour. Just take up the whole episode.
Well, I don't even know that I have like a rant.
Oh, okay.
But girl, I got like, you know, like the... Well, yeah, I do have a rant.
Okay.
We can't just like get on with our life without having to just like just stop and talk real quickly about that stupid storm that came through.
Oh, that no one knew about.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't prepared at all.
How did we get caught off guard so quick?
But a couple weeks before, we all prepared for one that didn't show up. So.
Oh.
Yeah, I was stuck at home with, like, nothing to eat. I'm like, oh God.
No.
Did we order food? Are they going to bring it to us? I'm like, what if the electricity goes out?
Oh, no. What are we going to do? Oh, no.
Aladdin kept the kids entertained.
Praise God. Thank God for Aladdin. I can reach for...
Oh, you know the words. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'll get you, Al Baboon. I was like, what? Bro, it's not even his name. I love all the Disney movies. They're a lot of fun.
I've actually haven't seen a lot of Disney movies. I've never seen Lion King. I've never seen The Little Mermaid.
What?
I've actually never seen Aladdin until recently. I never saw Disney movies, which is probably good, right? Because they have a lot of subliminal messages. Never saw Pocahontas.
Pocahontas.
I've never seen a lot of Disney movies growing up.
Wow. Okay, well, I can tell you that the cartoon version of Cinderella is just absolutely ridiculous.
Oh,
I'm going to go
seen
ahead
that
and say that right now. When they came out with like the human version, like the movie version, that one's, you know, so much better. But the one that, you know, like the Disney came up with is just, it's just, I can't take it.
So I saw the Aladdin with Will Smith first before Cairo said, oh, let's watch the cartoon one. And then when I watched the cartoon one, I was like, oh, the other movie is better. Like, the movie itself is better than the cartoon.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I liked the cartoon one because of my favorite, you know, comedian is...
Oh, Robin Williams.
Yeah, Robin Williams. So, that always gets
Rest
me.
Rest his soul. He committed suicide, right?
Yeah, he did.
He always talked about suicide and
he
depression.
He did, and depression and how serious it was. he'd always talk about the signs. I always thought, as soon as it happened, I just like immediately memory of him talking about how people, you have to watch for those that are like always the happy ones.
He was probably telling the world that he was at risk.
Yeah, that he was, this is the way he was going to go out.
Oh, man. That sucks.
That's sad. It's sad.
Him and Jim Carrey talks about it a lot, too. Mm-hmm. But I don't, he's still alive, right?
Jim Carrey's still alive. He's still, you know, he's still at it. But, yeah, he's very vocal.
He talks about depression more so than suicide.
Yeah. Even, I thought it was very interesting him talking about, you know, like, I guess, like, the first time he got married, he took the therapist on his honeymoon.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's got to be a lot.
Oh, goodness. All right. They need to have those mobile therapists.
Okay.
Create a job. Exhausting.
We just created a job.
I'm sure that's exhausting. My therapist is like, you know, I'm available by phone. You can call me. You can text me anytime. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I know in reality, like, I can, but I shouldn't because, you know, there's some boundaries that shouldn't be crossed.
Okay.
And if I need someone in my pocket all the time, I probably need more than just a therapist.
Oh, my Lord.
Maybe, like, inpatient.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. I don't know if it's that serious.
No, I'm just saying if that was the case.
Yeah, if that was the case.
Because I'm like, I'm sitting here like, I'm human. I'm not going to call you at 3 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing that's going to make me call my therapist at 3 o'clock in the morning.
That you can't, like, talk to yourself.
Well, then I can't wait until 10 o'clock.
Yeah, and I'd hopefully, because you're asleep.
Hopefully.
I mean.
In case insomnia got me and trazodone.
Oh, Lord. The only time I ever had insomnia was being pregnant.
Mm. Oh, yeah, definitely.
And heartburn. Oh, I was like, I just want to sleep.
I know. I was thinking that, too, when I was pregnant. All I wanted to do was sleep, and I couldn't.
I couldn't
sleep. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to sleep better when the baby comes. I haven't slept for 4 years.
Ooh-wee.
3 years.
Hold on. It's going to happen. Mm. It's going to happen.
Okay.
You're going to sleep in.
I'm hanging on.
Girl.
I'm trying to.
It's going to be the best thing ever.
Yeah. Well, how many more years do I have to wait?
Oh, two. Two at the most. Cairo's got it.
Oh.
Okay, so listen. So I'm done with my venting.
Okay.
Because it was really about the storm. So my, you know, just to finish up my venting, my venting was about the storm that came through.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up having to call in just because I know that area where I live in, it floods. It holds water for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I already know what's going to happen. I'm just going to go ahead and call in. They ended up calling saying, hey, code black, we need you to come in. So I got dressed. Lo and behold, when I got to my car, I had a flat tire.
Mm.
So I was like, yeah.
God.
It's not going to happen. I'm not going to be able to do it.
Ain't nobody but somebody looking over you.
Okay. Because today was something.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm just so glad that we like get to come together and do the podcast.
I'm sure you are. Yeah, well, let's get into it before I change my mind.
No, this is going to be so much fun. So everyone knows pretty much, I think everyone knows about my life, probably better than I do at this point. So we don't know very much about Jiffy. So 4 months ago, she did 23andMe.
And because you told me to.
Yeah, I was going to say you were inspired. You were intrigued. Okay. So she did it. Mm. She called me and said, where do you go buy it?
And I was that's like, smart idea.
I think I said CVS or Walgreens. Oh, okay, I'm right here by one. I'm pulling up right now. Well, how do you think I'm going to find it? I was like, oh, I don't know. She's serious. She bought it. She did it. The results came back. And I, you know, she's, you know, kept me kind of up to date of what's going on. I did see your video that you did.
Mm-hmm.
It was so cute.
I have a YouTube channel, you guys. Mm-hmm. And I shared my 23andMe results.
Yes.
And that's one of the reasons why I got it, too. You were, I mean, so Rocky did a 23andMe.
Mm-hmm.
And she got, like, tons of results. I mean, it kept updating almost like every other day, and she was so preoccupied with it. And She was like, oh my God, I'm Nigerian. Oh my God, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this. And then there's like, there's like a family tree portion.
Yeah.
And when she started, like when you were doing the family tree portion, mm-hmm. I was like, girl, that's not real. Like, I just kept saying like, are you sure?
Yeah.
And you're like, no, it checked out. It checked out. And I'm uh-huh. just like, okay.
Yeah.
So when I got mine, it was to do a YouTube channel mm-hmm. and to confirm if I was in fact Puerto Rican. But turns out I didn't really understand what it meant to be Puerto Rican. Okay. Puerto Rican's not an ethnicity. It's a combination of Spanish, Indian, and African.
See, learning something new.
I know. So with the combination, I am actually 50% Puerto Rican. And my ethnicity, it actually showed up as Puerto Rican. And like 800 of my ancestors are Puerto Rican.
Wow.
Yeah. Which I was like, okay, hopefully I turn out to be some sort of Puerto Rican because I, you know, was raised thinking mm-hmm. that I was white and Puerto Rican or mm-hmm. German and Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
And, but I was raised like by a black man. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
yeah.
I talk about all of that in the video.
Yeah, you do.
But I never considered the family tree portion for me.
Okay.
And I was not even interested. I've never even looked at it.
Really? Still?
No. And now.
Okay.
But up until 2 weeks ago mm-hmm. or 3 weeks ago, I had never looked at the family tree portion.
You just wasn't interested at all?
No. Like, what for?
Okay.
I'll let you finish.
Yeah.
And then I'll give details.
Okay, good.
Okay.
So you did it. You did the little, you did the, your video.
Mm-hmm.
And I really haven't heard much else except for, you know, some really big stuff that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just get down to it. You've already shared before that, you know, just a little bit of backstory.
Mm-hmm.
You were raised by your mom and her boyfriend. They never really got, they were never married, right?
They did end up getting married.
Oh, okay. They yeah. did. Okay. And he was black. Mm-hmm. She's white.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you were born in North Carolina, correct?
South Carolina.
South Carolina. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so you really don't know much about, up until you did 23andMe, you didn't know much about your family except for what your mom had told you.
Yeah.
Basically.
And she told me that that I of course had a father,
mm-hmm.
but it was a one night stand mm-hmm. and she didn't remember who he was and he didn't remember me.
Okay.
Or he didn't know that I existed.
Okay.
So I never questioned it.
Hmm. So after doing the 23andMe, you tell your mom, hey, look, I'm Puerto Rican. Did you know?
Yeah, she said.
Is your mom just Caucasian?
That's I don't it? Know. And she doesn't, I guess that's where I get it from. She doesn't talk a lot about her past or
okay.
who she is or what she's been through or never has really shared anything about me or mm-hmm. my brother just doesn't talk about that stuff. So when I told her I was Puerto Rican, she said, oh my God, really? It's almost like she had... You know, she lied to me and told me that I was Puerto Rican.
Oh, my God.
But I remember having, like, Puerto Rican cousins. Mm-hmm. And, you know, eventually I just found out that those weren't really my cousins.
Okay. Oh, no.
So I was like, oh, my God. So I am Puerto Rican, but I don't know where it comes from
mm-hmm.
At that point. And she was like, okay, then I should probably do one because... She was shocked that I was actually Puerto Rican.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm blown away. Okay, so did she tell you what her results were?
She didn't actually do it.
Oh,
she just
okay.
said that she would, but she
oh,
didn't.
Okay, but she really didn't.
Uh-uh.
Not yet.
She just talked.
Oh, okay. That's mm-hmm. horrible. Anywho. So... Mine was pretty quick. Like, I was getting, like, email dings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ding, 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 ding. Was yours the same way?
I think that's what I was expecting because of what you got.
Mm-hmm.
And no, like, I didn't get an update until, like, 2 weeks ago. And I've been on it for 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really check it. Maybe you had notifications on, but I don't check it.
Okay. All right. So, 2 weeks ago.
So, I guess you get some notifications.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I got an email notification and it said that someone that is my close relative, like my first or second cousin is what it came up with, mm-hmm. sent me a message. Mm-hmm. And I was like, huh? So I looked at it, and I'm trying to see if I can pull it up now. But I looked at it. So on 23andMe, they have this. This is the layout. So you get your ancestry, mm-hmm. you get your traits,
yeah.
and then you get a family tree, which is another component. Mm-hmm. It actually comes together. You don't yeah. even have to pay for it separately. Yeah. And if there's somebody that's in your family tree, they come up as like your first cousin, your second mm-hmm. cousin, your sister or whatever, any yeah. kind of relative, they have the access to send you a private message. Mm-hmm. So they can see that you fit on their tree, but they can't see that they fit on your tree. Like, they can't see anything about you except for what you have in common, exactly. which is, like, a certain percentage.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And they even show, like, the grandparents if you were once removed uh-huh. or you yeah. maybe have something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It gives that whole description.
They can see. So I would fit on your tree if I was your cousin, mm-hmm. but you can't see, like, the name of my mom or exactly. my dad. You can't see anything mm-hmm. else about me.
Exactly.
That's it. So I get this message. I feel like, you hear that?
I do.
I think my gap in my tooth got bigger or something.
You have a gap in your tooth?
Yeah, right, the little tiny one, but you hear mm-mm. it, right? I just, see?
Yes, I do hear it.
Sometimes that's cute when somebody does that, but not today.
Oh, my God. Mm-mm.
Anything to not talk about what we're about to talk about. Okay, so I get this message from someone that says that they are my, the tree says they're my first or second cousin. It mm-hmm. doesn't actually specify.
Okay.
So the message says, and I'm trying to pull it up so I can read it verbatim, but if it doesn't load quickly enough.
You just have to just
Yeah, I can read try it by to memory. Remember it.
Yeah.
So, the message comes up and says, hey, Jennifer, you probably don't remember me. You were much younger the last time that I saw you, but you had the prettiest, curliest hair when you were a toddler. And I looked at it and I put it down and mm-hmm. I was just like, I have no idea who this is. Like, it never, like, occurred to me that it might actually be some family.
I mean, she just kind of gave a description.
I had never met anybody in my family, like, at all. Oh, and it never even crossed my mind that I had family.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay. And I didn't respond. And she said, or I think I didn't respond. I can't remember all of this. But she said, your mom's Tracy, right? And I was like, I don't fucking know. She know my mom.
Oh my goodness.
I'm like, okay, hold on. I'm looking, and I'm trying to find out the information that I just said. Can she see what my mom's name is or whatever?
Yeah.
So I took a screenshot of it, and I don't talk to my mom very often.
Okay.
But I took a screenshot, and I sent it to her, and I said, hey, someone reached out to me. This is their name. Do you know who this is? And she said, no, I don't know who that is. She was like, where did they find you from? I said, the ancestry thing that I did. And she said, oh, be careful because, you know, that stuff is not true. Exactly what I thought, right? Like,
oh,
you know, that's not, some of that yeah. stuff is fake. Like, mm-hmm. you just be careful because you don't know who these
yeah.
people are.
Yeah, gotta do your research.
And I was like, oh, okay, so that's kind of what I was thinking. And then she kind of started to go more into detail. And she kept giving me names of different people. And I'm just like, I don't know who these people are. Let me just ask her. And I said, well, send me a picture of yourself. And you can't send pictures through the app, mm-hmm. but you can upload, like, your profile picture. Mm-hmm. So I sent my mom a screenshot of the profile picture.
Yeah.
And she said she didn't know who it was. And so she started saying these names, different people in the family.
Okay.
And I sent those names to my mom, and my mom was like, girl, I don't know none of these people. And this is just like me interpreting it from text yeah. message because I didn't actually call her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, stop talking to these people. Like, you don't know who they are. Like, they could be stalking you and all this stuff. And I'm like,
but
how would they do that? And
that would be just...
So she started talking more and more, and she knew so much about me. She knew about my mom. She knew about my brother.
She knew what you looked like as a child.
Yeah. And I was like, okay. So I text my mom and I say, she knows a lot. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, you know, if you're hiding something or whatever, but she knows entirely too much. And mm-hmm. none of this stuff is posted anywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not through Facebook. Mm-hmm. This is through, like, a confidential app.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so she says, oh, Lord, I'm about to cry.
Oh, no.
She said, don't talk to them. Those are bad people. And I was like, wait, so you know? You know these people? And she's, and I was like, oh, you got to be fucking kidding me.
No.
And so turns out that the description of the people that she was giving me was my dad. I haven't talked about it since.
I'm sure it's so overwhelming.
Well, yeah, because she told me that he didn't know that I existed. Mm-hmm. And so I never questioned that, mm-hmm. despite everything that she put me through.
Yeah.
And I don't know if any of you know the history between me and my mom, but I wrote a song about it and I posted it on my YouTube channel, and it was like a very terrible childhood. Mm-hmm. And still, like, I know how people know that kids love their parents more than mm-hmm. anything.
Yeah.
And despite everything that she put me through, I still trust her. I still believed her, even up until the moment when she was saying, you know, don't trust that app because, you know, they're lying to you or somebody's stalking you. I still just trusted that. And I got really upset and I was like, I don't understand. So this cousin, she sent me her phone number and she said, you know, you can call me or text me anytime if you mm-hmm. want to know information.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm like, oh my God, like, what? So I couldn't sleep that night. And the next day I said, I'm just going to text her. Mm-hmm. And that was on a Thursday. And I said, okay, I'm just going to text her. And when I text her, she sent me baby pictures of myself.
Oh my God.
And my brother. And I was like, oh, this is real. Like, I know what I look like and I know mm-hmm. what my brother looks like. Yeah. And I've seen those pictures before.
How old is your brother?
My brother on my mom's side is 2 years older than me.
Okay.
So this is the brother that I grew up with. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're estranged. My mom and I are estranged. We don't really talk.
Okay.
Me and my brother, we talk maybe like once a year. Mm. So from what they remember is, and this is not even the story that I knew. So my mom was actually in a full relationship with this man. They lived together years prior to having me, and
so this was not a one night stand.
No. Mm-mm. They lived together. She had my brother, so he was my brother's stepdad. He had a son, so she was, you know, his stepmom, and we all kind of like lived together, and I think the son lived there like on the summers or whatever. But the family was saying that, you know, my mom was always nice and mm-hmm. she took care of everybody and, you know, they never saw any issues and they thought that it was just like this happy-go-lucky, perfect little family. Mm-hmm. And then one day my dad comes home and his stuff is on the lawn and she's gone with me. And from what they were telling me, there was a court hearing scheduled mm-hmm. for a paternity test because his name is not on my birth certificate.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's so that he could put his name on my birth certificate. Mm-hmm. And he showed up for the DNA test and he didn't.
She didn't.
Oh, yeah, she didn't.
Oh, my goodness.
So he showed up and she didn't. And from what they heard was that we were gone and we were in Florida. But we weren't. I remember being in South Carolina all the way until I was like in the third grade. I went to Beaufort Elementary. So
what?
Yeah, I was, I mean, we were in the same city.
So how... Wow.
Yeah. So according to that side of the family, they were looking for me and they never stopped looking for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I have questions, like unanswered questions that I haven't even asked them.
Yeah.
And it's just like, how are you looking for me
mm-hmm.
if I literally was in the same city? I went to a public school.
Yeah.
And you didn't look that hard or I don't know. It's just a lot of things that don't really add up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she lied. And I remember growing up, we took 3 paternity tests. His name was never mentioned. Mm, we did not take a paternity test for him.
Wow.
So I was like, okay. So she knew who my father was, and she played and, like she didn't.
Wow. She was willing to, like, go through the whole trouble
mm-hmm.
to make the lie authentic. That yes. is, that's a lot of work.
So, like, the grown me is thinking something wow. has to be, something had to have been terrible.
Oh, yeah.
For someone to lie like that.
Yeah.
And never want to talk about it mm-hmm. and never share. And I was just like, okay, something traumatic must have happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I am treading lightly. I'm not going to talk to these people yeah. all day, every day, because I yeah. don't know the side, everybody's side of the mm-hmm. story.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then I do talk to my mom. And turns out everything was fine. And she loved him very much is what she said.
And she finally, like...
She said that he was such a great man and he was loving and he was caring and all of this stuff. And she was young and she was stupid and she left.
Oh, my God.
And she doesn't have a real explanation for why she left and why she kept all of that away from me. It's just that she left.
Oh, my God.
And my question was... You know, you put me through hell, mm-hmm. and I was in strangers' homes, and
when
I
there was
been
a whole family that was looking for me, that mm-hmm. wanted me.
Yeah.
Wow.
So at this point, I had been talking to the cousin,
mm-hmm.
and then she gave me the information to my dad.
Okay.
So I had to muster up the courage to like try to talk to him.
Mm, mm, mm.
So she told me, excuse me, that she told me that he had throat cancer. So he actually couldn't speak. Like he doesn't have a voice. So he can text, but he's not that great at it.
Oh my gosh.
And so on that was on a Thursday. On that Friday is where he was scheduled to go get throat surgery or surgery to put a voice box inside of his throat.
Oh, wow.
And so I was like, okay, I have to make a decision.
Yeah.
Because I just found out that I do have a father.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's having this major cancer surgery. And I need to, like, reach out.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what's going to happen.
True.
So I was like, oh, God, what do I do? What do I say? Like,
how divine.
I know. And I was talking to Dee about it, and Dee was like, you have to, because that could help him push through.
Exactly.
It could give him more reason to want to mm-hmm. stay alive and want to
exactly.
fight it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, God. What do I do? Because I'm not this family-oriented
exactly.
person.
Well, you are. You are a very family-oriented person. You're a very private family person
with
kids. With your immediate family.
But before that, I never had any family.
Yeah, so I think you snug, you keep them, you know, in close quarters.
Yeah.
So, you are a family person. You may not be like the, you know, what everyone else sees or what everyone else thinks is a family person, but hell, you take care of your family. You're the heart.
Yeah.
So you are a family person.
Up until like August, no one had ever heard anything about my mom.
Oh my goodness.
I never talked about her.
I really don't care to talk about the woman. because I know you, and just hearing just the story and just seeing you, I'm just like, I don't understand. It just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't look like you lived that type of life. Is just not It's not on you. You don't, you know, you don't wear it.
Oh, it's a good thing.
You're most definitely resilient. That is, you bounce back.
Yeah.
You're a conqueror. You should be very proud of yourself. Now, I do want to know, is he okay? Did the surgery go, did it go well? The voice box, and what was your decision?
So I did reach out to him through text. She sent me his phone number, and I told him, hey, this is Jennifer. Just found out that I'm your daughter. and heard you having surgery tomorrow. Hope everything goes well. Here's a picture of me and my family.
Oh, my goodness.
And he texted back, and she was right. He wasn't that, he's not that great at texting, but it seems like he gets better.
Yeah.
And he sent me a message. It made me cry. Mm. He said that he never stopped loving me and he never stopped looking for me and that he knew that this day would come. Oh, I was at work and I couldn't focus.
I guess not.
I was like, oh my God. Like, this is a lot of information. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was like, really? I had people looking for me. Mm-hmm. And he has a twin sister.
Wow.
Who is my aunt, who actually told my cousin to look for me. Oh. Or, you know, my cousin was going through the tree, the mm-hmm. family tree, and she was like, who is this? And then my aunt was like, oh, my God.
It's,
you know,
her.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And so it turns out that I have a brother and I have two sisters.
You have another brother. You have more siblings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on my dad's side.
Wow.
And, but he did okay. He survived the surgery. Mm-hmm. He has a voice box that he's having trouble, like, using. He mm-hmm. doesn't know how to use it yet. Obviously, he has to go to speech therapy and learn yeah. how to talk all over again.
True.
We've only communicated through text, and I'm not like other people nowadays. Mm-hmm. I'd rather talk on the phone than text because yeah. I can look at a text and forget to respond.
Exactly.
So I'm not the greatest at it. So there's days that I don't text back or mm-hmm. take days to respond. But
you sound like me.
I know. At
sometimes
first I was like,
it's anxiety. I'm like, no, you will not control me.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I just get busy and forget to respond. But that day was overwhelming because everybody did start to reach out. Mm-hmm. Cousin,
oh,
aunt,
Lord.
Siblings.
Oh,
and,
man.
You know, just a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And to them, it was like, oh, my God.
We
it's
found
excitement.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. To you, you're like, whoa, this is
yeah.
a lot to process.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you processing it? And how long ago was that?
That was like 3 weeks ago. And I haven't processed it. Like, right after, I called my therapist and said, I need to make an appointment. Mm-hmm. And she was like, what was happening? I told her. She said, oh, God.
I can't believe at this point she's going to ask you what happened.
Yeah. She's like, yeah.
Come on in.
Yeah. She's like, okay. So she's the therapist who is making me, she made me face my mommy issues.
Okay.
And she called me an overachiever. And if you listen to the song, I don't know mm-hmm. if you listened to it yet.
I did.
That was inspired by her telling me I need to face what I'm going through with my mom. And I was like, I don't have no mommy issues. Like, I have processed this, and obviously I haven't. But this just added on to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, bitch, if I didn't have mommy issues before, I damn sure have them now.
Oh, my God.
And I did try to talk to my mom about mm-hmm. it. I gave it a couple of days. You know, all of that happened on, like, a Wednesday night, Thursday. And then I said, okay, well, I'm going to talk to her on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And on Saturday, she didn't want to tell me shit. And I was like, you have to tell me something. So I haven't talked to her since then. Mm-hmm. It's been about 3 weeks. And I just told myself, I accept that I'm not going to know anything. And I have to.
And well, you're going to know some things, just not from her point of view, which sucks.
Yeah, because I think that's the part that matters mm-hmm. the most. Yeah. Because they remember good things, and mm-hmm. they have nothing bad to say. And I just want to know why. Mm. And I have to accept the fact that I probably won't know why. And maybe I'll, you know, I don't know. Maybe she'll tell me one day before she passes or something. Yeah. But no, I haven't processed it. It's been difficult. It's definitely hard to adjust because now I have this family that wants to talk to me mm-hmm. when I'm used to
not being around or want. You've said, like, felt wanted.
Yeah, I'm used to, like, not talking to people.
Wow, your world's about to change.
Yeah. So they have reached out to me. The two sisters reached out to me through Facebook. And we all look alike.
Oh, my God.
We look very similar to each other.
Oh, well, you're beautiful, so.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So
one sister we have, like, very similar hair.
Wow.
And the other one, we have very similar facial features. And then the brother, we look identical.
Wow.
And we're almost have the same, I would say same interests, not really personalities.
Mm-hmm. But what are some of his interests?
He raps. And I rap. And he owns a business.
What? You own a business.
I do. He's very arrogant. I wouldn't say I'm arrogant, but I'm very, like, self-aware, very confident.
Mm-hmm. You are.
Yeah.
Wow. So you went from just, you know, I have a mom and an estranged, you know, brother, to 1 year waking up. You got a whole family that's been waiting for you.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
So the two sisters, they're much younger than me. So mm-hmm. They don't really know anything about me. Mm-hmm. They're like probably 8 or 9 years younger than me.
Wow.
And the only thing that they saw was there was a baby picture that my dad had. And they just asked, like, who is this? And he said, oh, that's Jennifer. And, you know, that's your sister.
Oh, wow.
So he said he never hid anything. He mm-hmm. always told everybody that, you know, they had a sister. And then the brother remembers me because we were living together mm-hmm. during holidays or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's also crazy. And my aunt, I talked to her on the phone. I really like her.
Yeah.
We're, like, she's so cool. And then I talked to my cousin, the one who found me.
Yeah.
She remembers me. I'm so sorry. I don't remember anybody. Mm-hmm. I was two when I left.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. You're just a toddler.
And all I could keep doing was, like, apologizing to everybody.
Why?
I was apologizing for my mom.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
about to say.
I'm so sorry you like guys had to go through this. You know, I don't really have any excuses, but I can say that, you know, it's possible there's some untreated, undiagnosed mental illnesses or, you know, I'm so sorry that you guys had to go through that because, like, it's not that. Like, they probably experienced grief more than I did
mm-hmm.
because I grew up just not knowing.
You had no idea.
And it was just kind of like, oh, okay, well, whatever. This is life. You know, this is just what it is. But they grew up or they, you know, grew older in grief or loss and having to deal with.
Oh, God.
Like, can you just imagine that poor man didn't...
No.
He had a daughter one day and then
came home from work and she was gone.
And then it took him years to have more kids.
Yeah.
8 or 9 years.
My God.
Because I know...
I'm sure, like, just thinking, like, if you showed up one day, like, oh, you know, you had other kids, but you didn't... You know, I'm sure that there was a lot of guilt. What if she doesn't know that I love her?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Good Lord.
Yeah, and then And then because of the field that we work in, I don't use my real name on social media.
Okay.
So they couldn't find me. When they were looking for me, it would type in different names and they couldn't find me.
Oh, Lord.
But then there's so many questions to me because it's like my last name didn't change. Mm-hmm. My mom's last name didn't change. All of this is the same information that's on my birth certificate.
Well, you know, sometimes if you put it in the wrong way, you know, it just won't show up.
I don't know.
I mean, I think
probably
it's
should
really,
ask them these questions.
Yeah, ask them. Ask them.
Maybe at some point. I don't know. I'm just not ready.
That's
maybe
fine.
They'll hear this. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm just not ready.
It's okay.
The question is, mm-hmm. Well, what's the question? Are you going to go visit them?
Well, the question is when are we going to go meet them?
Right. When you going to go meet them? Are you going to go visit them? Well, and I'm just like, hold on.
Just do it all in your own time. You know, this is new. You have you're experiencing emotions that you've never experienced before. You're having thoughts that you've never had before. And, you know, you are literally exactly what they wanted to hear for 2020.
Yeah. And my aunt, she, they found me on YouTube.
Aww.
On my YouTube channel. Aww. And they were all like watching my videos saying that it's as if I was raised by him.
Oh my gosh.
I'm very similar to the other kids.
Wow.
And, talking to him, I feel like we have a lot of similar characteristics. Mm-hmm. He seems very, like, level-headed, strong-minded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can build anything with his hands. I'm very, like, efficient with my hands.
You
even
are.
Even though, like, I'm, you know, I'm a brain wizard.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, like, I could build. I mean, I built a whole store.
You did. You could build a house.
Yes. And I found out why now.
Exactly.
Why I can't change a tire. I don't know how to do that.
Not yet.
I don't.
We're totally going to have a YouTube video. And we're going to have a whole trying to change a tire.
Oh, Lord.
It's going to be the funniest
thing
ever.
We're not going to experiment on my car.
We're going to use it somebody else's. We're not using mine either.
We're going to go to somebody
not
like,
my baby.
Teach us.
Oh,
okay,
my God.
We're going to do this right here.
You know, I don't mean to alarm you, but I don't know if when you slammed the deal.
The calendar came
yeah,
up.
Yeah, the calendar, and then the clock was counting down, so I didn't know if. I'm like looking down and I'm starting to count with it. Anyways, that was a lot.
Hell yeah, that's a lot. And I've still got messages from days ago that I haven't responded to.
And that's okay.
And I'm like, will they understand? They might. Mm. They might not. They might be like, oh, she don't want anything to do with us. And I just don't know how to process it.
I just think you need to take it a day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my dad was sending me pictures of like where he lives. Mm-hmm. And have you seen the movie Forrest Gump?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so apparently he lives on the street that was filmed where Forrest was running down the street.
Oh, my God.
And the braces came off his legs.
What?
When Jenny was like, run Forrest!
Because they were coming after him in the truck? What?
And then he also lives down the street from a beach. So he'll send pictures and mm-hmm. say, like, hey, you know, this is my view for today, mm-hmm. or this is what I saw. And
aww.
Yeah, just kind of like orienting me.
Just taking you through his day.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, do you have any pictures of me? And he sent me pictures. It's crazy. Mm, it's so crazy.
That man lost his child.
Man. And he said he knew that this day would come.
Oh, wow.
I didn't. I had no idea.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I grew up just thinking, like, I have somebody who doesn't even know that I exist.
Yeah.
Like, what difference is it going to make? I don't want to go surprise nobody and be mm-mm. like, hey, I'm your daughter.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to do that. Mm-mm.
Nobody wants to do that. What? Well, I mean, some people have.
Yeah. But we don't want to do that.
No. Mm-mm.
I couldn't see myself. I'd just be like, leave it alone.
Yeah. But you got a whole family.
Yes, and my conclusion is that she kidnapped me.
She had to have. I feel like every time you talk about it, when you say the part where he came home and his stuff was on the lawn and she was gone, the paternity test, I feel as though that maybe you were a possession. That, you know, maybe that she even saw, like, the connection that he had with you. She didn't want that, so she took the very thing. You know, people can be that ugly, that selfish, and not even know it.
Well, there's some secrets that I found out that I don't know that a lot of people know about, but she had a daughter before me.
Okay.
And who was a sister that I've never met, and she lost custody of her to her father. And so when she heard paternity court, she was felt like
okay,
I'm going to lose another child.
Y'all are going to trick me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to burn off. So everything was like all happy.
Yeah. But she didn't. So, I mean, it can be a good thing and a bad thing when you look at it. But she didn't want to lose me. And I took my mind through all of that. And I still was just like, you know, hide it from me as a kid. Mm-hmm. But tell me as an adult.
Yeah, no.
And I'm asking you as an adult to tell me.
Wow.
So on that Saturday, I stayed on the phone for an hour crying and screaming. And I'm just like, okay, well, did you do it because you lost, you know, your other daughter? I mm-hmm. can get that. I can understand that.
Yeah.
But why not tell me? Oh, well, I said his name. I don't remember. I don't remember you saying that name. Please don't lie to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I do understand, and I don't want to make her out to be the bad person, because I do understand that people do things for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do things, we think that that's the right thing to do.
At the moment, yeah.
And I realize that she's the type of person where when she wants to get over something, she mm-hmm. wants to act like it never happened.
Wow.
And I told her, you know, that's not how things work. You can't just sweep it under a rug and mm-hmm. move forward as if it never happened. Because there are other people who are involved now.
Yeah.
And she said, well, I know. But I had a fucked up life, too. And I said, I don't want to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Because your fucked up life fucked my life up. Yeah. And we can't use that as excuses for how we treat people.
Mm-hmm.
So please, at some point, just accept it and say, take you know what? I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. You know, like, don't give me no excuses.
Mm-hmm.
And try to move forward.
Yeah.
But then I feel like it got worse because she reached out to my aunt
mm-hmm.
and said, hey, I heard he was in the hospital. Send him my hugs and my loves and my kisses. And it's just like, you can't do that.
Oh, Lord.
I said, why did you do that? She said, well, they probably won't respond.
What does it matter?
I wouldn't respond either. And she said, well, it's okay if they don't. And I said, but you have to understand, you just abandoned this man. He loved you.
Mm-hmm.
He said that he loved her mm-hmm. more than he had loved anyone. And he thought that they were in love. And then one day she was gone with his child. And I can get all of that from all perspectives. But still, I'm sitting here like, God. Can I actually, like, can I love these people? Can I call them my family? It's not their fault that they weren't involved.
Mm-hmm.
It's not their fault that they didn't get the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
My aunt was saying, she said, we had no idea where y'all were. We couldn't even send child support. He couldn't help if he wanted to.
Yeah.
Because y'all were gone.
Yeah.
I mean,
and then she said something about y'all being in Florida, but y'all weren't. So they're, even if they did have some type of clue, they were going in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
She hid y'all right underneath his nose.
Yeah. And eventually we did go to Florida, but it probably wasn't until 2 years. Well, let's see. Because I left when I was 2. So I probably didn't go to Florida until I was 5.
Mm-hmm. Wow. She did a good job hiding you.
You know, just a master kidnapper.
Okay.
And so I said, Mom, you know you kidnapped me, right? And she said, No, I didn't. You can't kidnap somebody if your name ain't on the birth certificate. I said, yes, the fuck you can. It's kidnapped.
That is kidnapped.
Y'all had a paternity test scheduled.
Because, and you ran off.
Right. Why? Because you kidnapped me. Yeah.
Lord, have mercy.
That's kidnap. I don't care what nobody's saying.
The description of kidnap fits.
And so I'm like, was my face on milk cartons and shit?
My God.
Was it out there? I don't know if there were any official reports or anything, because I couldn't have gone to public school and not have been found out.
Well, yeah. There's a lot of kids that went to public school and was never found out.
What?
Yes.
But with their same legal name? The school system doesn't do a very good job.
No, it's very poor. Very poor. One kid accidentally found out that he was kidnapped because he was applying to colleges.
Oh.
And come to find out, his family, the FBI reached out and was like, that was a neighborhood friend that just threw you in this truck and took off. Mm. That child lived a pretty rough life. He just, lived in Detroit. He was all the way from Florida, I think.
Wow.
He was trying to put himself through college, just doing college applications, and come to find out. So, goodness. And he wasn't like a real, he was a little bigger than you. He was a little older, like five or six. Oh, so when does your memory start as a kid? Because I've always was told that by the time you're 7, your temperament is set. For life. That's exactly how you're going to be for the rest of your life. Unless something dramatically changes.
Mm. I thought it was the age 5 or 6 for memory.
Mm.
Some people have told me that they remember things when they were like 3
mm-hmm.
or 4.
Yeah.
I don't remember any of that. I don't know how old are we in the first grade?
5, 6.
So my first memory comes from the first grade, but I do remember... like, just bits and pieces of things. Like,
yeah.
I wonder if I can remember this house that they're talking about. I remember that there was this house, and it was on fire at one point. I'm like, did she set this man's house on fire?
Oh, my God. You and your thoughts. She set this man's house on fire.
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
So he didn't remember anything? From 5 and 6?
No.
Wow.
No.
I mean, sometimes we can suppress things.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if he was kidnapped and he was crying. And
true.
He missed his parents. Yeah. And then one day he had to block out that he actually had those parents.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, wee. I don't know. My grandmother used to say that I used to say my mom's name aloud all the time.
Hmm.
And I would tell her, I'm never going to forget her.
Aww.
my first memory.
Excuse me.
I know. I was little because my brother, I think we're 2.5 years apart. I'm 38. He's, what is that? I'm horrible at math. So,
40 and a half.
Huh? Well, I'm older. So he's younger than me. So he'd be
36 and a half.
Mm-hmm. I remember being scratched and slapped by him. Because he would crawl into my dad's man cave where he had all of his records.
Mm-hmm.
He was a DJ. I remember that. And he would go in there and start messing with his stuff. And so I would grab him by the ankle
because
my dad said, get him by the foot. So I would do that. And, and my brother would turn around with all of his might and...
Oh, wow.
I was like, he hit me. Oh, my God. He was so big. Anyways. Yeah, so I guess... every kid's memory is just different. Life is different.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's every, lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I can't believe you made me talk about this.
Listen, but don't you feel a little bit better?
I mean, maybe.
I mean, I when she called, 2 weeks ago? I don't know, you called to tell me a little bit of of what had happened. And when we hung up, the one thing that I kept crying about was that there was this man that had been waiting so long.
Yeah.
He was just probably just daydreaming of the day when he would see you. No matter what age you were going to be, he was going to find you. Somebody. You, I mean.
That's crazy.
You're his daughter.
Said, I'll never. He said, I always thought this day would come.
My God.
We do have to wrap it up, though.
Yeah, that's right.
Anything else you want to know?
I mean, not right now because there's still so much developing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't believe that it's done. But I think this is really good for you. I think you need this in your life.
Yeah, you were telling me that.
You're somebody's daughter.
Yeah. Okay.
Daddy's girl. I cannot wait to meet Dad. This is going to be amazing.
Yeah, and he had to make a lot of lifestyle changes. He's not that old. He's 56.
Okay, he's young.
He had to lose some weight and start walking and exercising and change of a diet.
Yeah.
You know, when you're diagnosed with any sort of cancer, you got to take care of yourself. Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah.
So
I'm like, hey, you got a second chance. And he's like, yep, I know why now.
Oh, my God. I cannot.
Too much.
I'm holding it in because I'm going to just burst when I get inside my car.
Yeah, well, too late for me. Y'all done heard me cry 2 episodes now. It's the second time I done cried.
Well, I cried a hell of a lot more than you have on this show. Like every...
I know. When we ask guests to come on the show, they're like, I don't want to cry.
Yeah.
I'm like, we do it all the time.
Oh, my goodness. It's just... Get it all out.
Well,
until next time, everybody.
Yep, a whole next time.
So much is gonna, you know, happen.
Is it?
Oh, please. With Trump in the office, something's bound to happen.
Yeah, well, all right. Thanks for tuning in. You can find us at www.rockyandjiffy.org. That's RAQY, the letter N, JIFFY.org. And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, bitch.